This episode is brought to you by Mack Weldon. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CAGCAST. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGCAST episode number 617. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's always in my favorite five, Wombat.
Am I one of your five favorite people?
You're one of my five favorite Stuarts, no questions about it.
That sounds like it's almost offensive.
You're the only Stuart I know.
I know like two other ones. So I don't know if I even rank in my own top.
You're
three.
You're in my top five favorite CAGCAST hosts. It's an elite group.
I guess. Although I guess I wouldn't rank in your top five. I mean, there's two other people in your house. And I know you like your parents.
And RoboCop.
And RoboCop. And Osaka Grandma. Mm-hmm. If you told me I ranked below all those people, I wouldn't be offended. That makes sense.
Find a way to be offended as soon as possible.
That's okay. I don't feel the need to be offended today. You know who does offend me?
Shipwreck.
I was just checking out Cheapy's MySpace to see who was in his top eight.
MySpace.
Is that even still there? Has anyone checked recently?
Isn't it gone? It's gone. It's like something else now completely.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure if you just click on it.
I thought Justin Timberlake bought it or something.
There is still a MySpace. It's still a site.
So if you type in GBD, can you find my page?
I don't know
that I had a page. I think I had a page.
GBD. Wow, that's interesting. For some reason, it just goes to Cheap Thrills. Well, because Cheapy. Cheap Thrills by Frank Zappa comes up.
As
the top results.
That's me. Okay.
That's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rounding out the decade with MySpace.
Right.
All right. MySpace.
So welcome to the show, everybody. This is a special show. This is not a usual show. Alert. Special show. We're just going to do our favorite five games of 2019. Not the best. Yeah. Not the best games. The games that were the best for us.
Best games.
Not the best games.
These are there's no
indisputably best games.
This is just unequivocally the best games. No opinion at all. This is fact. Hard fact. Best games. Top five.
One thing I noticed while coming up with this list was that I didn't play that many games this year.
Mm-mm.
For some reason, I got bogged down.
Because I think I'm gonna say, generally speaking, this year for games was pretty much a dud. I'm just gonna say it. I know there are people out there gonna be like, "What? This year had the best games. It had, Sushi Man 9000. I love that game.
That was last year.
I'm like, I didn't play Sushi Man 9000.
That was last year.
Yeah, and that game looks like hot garbage.
It came out for Switch.
Right. That's why, exactly.
It'll be on a Stadia next year.
But no, it'll I agree. Only I have the no patches.
I at least did not finish as many games this year.
Same.
Like I would start some, but then I need to go back and finish up a lot still.
Oh, three of my top five games are games I didn't finish.
Interesting.
Yep.
I have a theory about why I didn't play that many games this year, but I cannot reveal it yet because it's pivotal to the ordering of my list.
Hmm. I think I understand why.
Okay. You don't know. By the way, we haven't seen each other's lists nor talked to each other about our lists.
But I have a theory on why that is.
Okay. Okay. So do you have any other predictions about my list? Predict each other's goodies.
I'm going to say that all three of us have different number one games. I think that's a given.
I'm going to say that all three of us have completely different top five lists. I don't think anyone has any of my games in their top five.
I think I have one of your games in my top five.
I don't. Okay, maybe. Maybe one, possibly. But no more.
That's it. Everybody else,
Wombat,
we hate the games that they like.
Wombat will have zero
right
on my list.
His top five games all have Rainbow in it, and he had to leave one of them off.
I didn't know if I was even allowed to include that game.
You weren't.
That's what I'm thinking.
I hope you did not.
I did not.
You're allowed for a special mention, though.
Yeah, and it will get one.
I'm going to write my special mention right now. These rules are kind of fluid, in case you didn't
know. Oh, no, yeah. If anyone's like looking for some sort of professional outfit, first of all, why did you download this in the first place?
Right. No, this is going to be good, actually. I'm excited. I can make a prediction that... I mean, Shipwreck's number one is obviously going to be Borderlands 3.
What? Yeah, that's the most obvious thing. But, right. You know, it's not about the destination. Sometimes it's about the journey.
Right. And he could throw... He could, like, twist it up a little to throw
right,
us
it
off.
Could be reordering them right now.
Right. It's not...
Screw these guys.
It's not chiseled in stone, obviously.
I won't let Chibi be right. Borderlands is now number 5.
Right. All right. Any other predictions? Or should we just get down to it?
I think we're going to get down to it. Here's my one prediction. I'm going to say at least 3 of Shipwreck's top 5s are couch co-op.
Interesting.
That's my final prediction.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like we have a very wide and diverse list of games to choose from.
I think we do.
So let's start off with number 5.
Number 4!
Number 5. If we just make these types of sound effects, I don't have to do any editing later.
Sounds good.
It really helps me out. All right, Wombat, I think you should go first.
Okay, and I want to start with this. This is an interesting thing about my list, is I believe 4 out of the 5 games on my list are available on Xbox Game Pass.
Interesting.
So if you have Game Pass, you can play all these games for the most part, except for one.
You just check out Wombat's playlist that he posted.
So, yeah.
Okay.
What? Who did? Yeah.
Lay it on us.
Sure. My number 5 game is Operencia, The Stolen Sun.
Oh, wow.
The classic RPG style, but still feels fairly modern.
Yep.
RPG.
It's like super wizardry.
Yeah, by Zed. That game was a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of people like
that. I
got
really close to the end and never actually quite finished it.
Did you? I didn't get that far, but I appreciated it.
I got pretty far in it. I got really far in it, and I was like, oh, and then other things, I guess, just took my attention away. I should get back to it, but I played enough of it where I feel comfortable listing it as number 5. A, because it's, you know, it's such a good, you know, a small game that does everything it does so well, and there are so few games like that out there that it gets a lot of credit for me for, you know, for trying something different without doing anything different. Does that make sense?
Well, it's a modern take on a classic genre that we haven't really seen for a while, and so in that sense it does seem new because we just haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah, exactly. And not done
right. It has color. It has colors.
To see Zen, the maker.
I'm pretty sure if you just click on it, you're gonna,
you know, really branch out into.
Sure. Yep. You're
as well. So.
Yes, what a distinguished honor this is for B. Wombat's number. Yes.
Hope you're all very pleased with yourself.
Excellent. Should I go next?
Okay.
Yes, you're next.
So Shipwreck can still put his list together?
Yeah. Round him out.
My number 5 favorite game of 2019 was Mordhau. Do you guys even know what that is?
Nope.
You don't. It's a PC multiplayer game where it's like a medieval first person slash 'em up. So you cut off people.
Mordhau. Oh, okay. I remember you talking about
it. I did talk about it. And I looked through
you play as like a knight kind of guy. A knight looking.
Well, it's
dude?
A multiplayer. It's like Battlefield, but you're all knights and shit, and you can throw axes at each other. And it's, you know, it's a medieval conquest, you know, multiplayer game. Pretty straightforward. And it's a lot. It's very funny because you're cutting off people's heads and people are yelling out crazy things. I have not played it.
I feel like you play this game, like a different version of this game every year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, Chivalry is the one that sort of kicked it off.
Like the people that also search for this also played all the games that you've played before.
Right, and Mountain something or other was another one. But this
Mountain Blade?
Yep. But this was I guess, a modern take on those. Not modern, but a newer take on those. And they did a pretty good job. But I admit that I played about 12 or 13 hours of it, and then I have not played it in the last several months.
That's okay.
But like I said, I didn't really play that. I mean, I played a lot of games this year, but not for several hours. You know, I would check them out and sort of move on. Anyway, Ship, what's your number five?
My number five is My Friend Pedro.
Nice.
Yes. That game is also available on Game Pass.
It is. I played it on the Switch, which I thought it played very well on the Switch. That one just, I like the kind of freedom that you have of kind of killing people how you would like in that game.
Yes.
And you feel like, you're generally stylish no matter what, but you could also go back and play the level again and be even more stylish.
Yes. And I'm going to piggyback on you because My Friend Pedro is my number four pick.
This is the one I thought was going to be on your list.
Yes. It's one of the few games I finished this year, mm-hmm. and I knew I was going to finish it right away.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't get far enough in it to put it on my list, but I've played, I think, the first two levels. So there you go. That's all I got.
Slow motion killing is a really big draw for me. If you can execute that well, I'm probably going to finish your game. That's just the way it is.
There's something about it being slightly janky, too, animation-wise, that I like.
Well, you're a banana. Kind of. It's sort of hard to animate a banana. Well, you're not the banana.
You're not the banana.
But the guy looks a little weird. I remember that.
Like the landing on the skateboard and everything. Like, you always land on the skateboard.
Yeah. That's fine. I mean, that's good. It was cute.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. It does not have to be like, I don't need it to be a challenge for me to land back on this skateboard.
I played this on PC, but now that Wombat reminded me that it's on Game Pass, I should download that. And
you should.
And tie play it.
Yeah.
That's kid friendly, right?
My Friend Pedro?
Friendly enough.
It could be your kid friendly.
Yeah, I think so.
How about
that? No, I like the combination. You're killing people and solving puzzles at the same time.
Some of the storyline's a little bit dark.
He doesn't care.
Okay. As long as he skips the story like Wombat does, he should be fine.
All right. So that was my number four pick. Wombat, what's your number four pick?
Sure. My number four pick is a small game, another indie game, Gears 5.
Yeah.
Tiny, tiny little game.
Small game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I want to give Microsoft credit, Microsoft Studios. I really enjoyed Gears 5. I really liked everything different they did with it. I really liked the open world environments. I like riding in that skiff. Sail barge thing on both the snow worlds and the desert worlds and seeing all the effects. It really shows off your TV. If you want a game that shows off your TV, mm-hmm. you just need to put that on. You know what that game did? I thought it did really well, and I didn't see people talk about it. It really does a good job at the very beginning to let you know, like, oh, this game's going to be visually impressive from the get-go, because it starts you in a box.
Right.
In complete darkness.
I remember that.
And then it just drops the sides. You're like, oh, this is a very large world that we're in.
It's a metaphor.
A good-looking world.
It's a metaphor.
Yes, it's exactly what it is. Yes, I'm saying it did that very well.
That's good. Did you finish it?
I got really close to the end.
Wombat, you got to finish.
I know. I'm like right there. I'm like, I think I have like 20 minutes left, and I just have to do it.
That one would probably be on my list. We were playing it, and then another game on my list came out like the next week.
Yeah, that's sort of what happened with me in Gears. It just was like I was in it, and I was in it, and I was in it, and then something else came out, and I went to that, and then something else came out after that, and I went to that, and I just haven't gotten back to it yet. I know I'm on the last level because I know, because I've looked it up, so I know I'm at the end. I just need to finish it. That's why it still counts to be on my list at number four.
Okay.
It's very good. And it does everything right that it's supposed to do. It's a little nickel and dimey with its store and its, you know, nonsense cosmetics and things for the multiplayer, but, you know, none of it is necessary.
You didn't play much of the multiplayer, did you?
No, I did play the Horde mode once.
Okay.
And I didn't realize how long it takes to finish the whole thing. Like, I had forgotten how long it can take. And I played it for, it was like 3 hours.
Oh my God.
Like, this is ridiculous. Yeah.
You can stop anytime.
I know. That's it. I'm like, okay, I need to just stop this.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gears 5, your number 4.
Gears 5 looks great.
Good pick. I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah. It's a good pick. It's a good game.
So far, I would have not guessed either of these. But
are they bad picks?
No, I'm just saying I wouldn't have guessed.
Does it hurt you personally?
It does not at all. I'm just commenting. All right. Geez.
Comment away.
Ship, what's your number 4 favorite game of 2019?
My number 4 game was What the Golf.
What?
Yes.
The Golf?
Yes. Did you guys ever play that?
The Apple Arcade game?
Well, that's where I played it at, but it's available for everything now.
Is it really? I've played it on the Apple Arcade.
I played it at E3.
Sure.
In the Indie Arcade.
Yep. That game does a very good job of mixing up mechanics especially for the Apple Arcade. I think you want to play it on the phone is where you want to play it, just because of the touch mechanics are really solid on there. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's maybe how they intended it to be played. You could play it on the controller as well. That's how we played it at E3, but it's a funny game, and it's another one of those games where, like, you can get through it just like screwing up a bunch, but you can also want to like be good at it at the same time. Like, you don't feel bad playing it.
I gotta say, this is a pretty historic pick, Wombat. I mean, he's basically picking an iPhone game as his favorite game of 2019.
Oh, that his fourth favorite game of 2019.
Sorry, yeah. One of his favorite games.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Hey, we haven't heard his number one pick. It could be a Cow Clicker.
Could be the Garbage Pail Kids game. That's right. I put a lot of time into that this year.
What kind of? I don't want to know about it.
It's a card battling game.
Oh, it is. It's not just collecting stickers.
Well, you collect the stickers to battle the stickers.
Okay, no, there's actually an actual game there. Unlike, there's some Topps app, like a Star Wars app, where you just basically store cards, digital cards, and pay for them with real money.
Yep.
And one of my friends told me he spent real money on it. I think he was pretty embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, this is by Topps as well.
Yeah.
But it did not make my list, even though it probably made my list of
most played
hours wise.
Yikes.
For the year.
Yikes. Wombat, yikes.
Yikes.
All right. Before we get to our number 3 favorite games of 2019, let's talk about our favorite sweatpants of 2019. That's right. I'm talking about Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon is a premium men's essentials brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. Their mission is simple: to make sure all your basics and beyond are smartly designed and shopping for them is easy and convenient. Mack Weldon says that their underwear, socks, shirts, and undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants are the most comfortable that you'll ever wear. In fact, I'm wearing the sweatpants right now, and they are very comfortable.
I'm wearing the Ace Sweat shorts.
Oh, so we're wearing the same thing, except mine are longer.
Exactly. And I'm also wearing my Mack Weldon underwear.
That's a lot of information.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's too much information.
I wear Mack Weldon underwear every day. So it's really, you know, it's not like it's a far gone.
I think we could celebrate Wombat wearing underwear every day.
Right. It's a big step in 2019, actually.
Exactly.
Big step up. Well, Mack Weldon wants you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep it and they will still refund you. No questions asked. Mack Weldon was nice enough to hook us up with some store credit so we could check out the website and purchase some products. And I do wear these sweatpants pretty much every day, especially if I know that I have to do some exercising later in the day, like play ping pong or something, because they're the perfect weight. Like, you're not going to get super sweaty legs, but they will keep you warm. And I really love the little side pocket. It's where I put my car keys, and the zip up back pocket too, so I know my wallet's not going to fall out. And I have to say this, the pockets are my favorite, like the front pockets are my favorite pockets of any pants or shorts that I own, because they're the only ones that will hold on to my iPhone. Any other pants have given up my iPhone at various times, but not the Mack Weldon Ace sweatpants. So that's a pretty big, big solid feature right there. And you guys can check out Mack Weldon. Go to 20% off. I mean, you can get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CADCAST. That's 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CADCAST. Thanks, Mack Weldon. All right. We're up to number three.
Chipwreck's turn to go first.
Yes.
Yes. I can go with the game that I didn't finish yet, but made my list.
Okay.
Control.
Ah, yes.
The Janet Jackson game.
Yeah. Loved her. Mm-hmm. That game, yeah, that's a really good game that I just did not finish because other games came out and I want to go back and play it, but it's a single player game. And like Wombat said, my time is dominated by co-op games currently.
I had never played it. I'm sure it's very good. It's not on my list because I haven't played it. So
it's not on my list because it was super fucking broken when it launched and it kept crashing and we stopped playing it.
And we never. I never had issues on mine for whatever reason.
Did you play it right when it came out?
Yeah.
Oh. I had multiple nights with weird, like super weird issues where like the map would come up and it would be like all messed up and it couldn't turn it off and. We just, you
it's
know.
It's all part of the mind game.
And then I'm, right. And then I'm like, well, I guess we'll wait for a patch or something. Then meanwhile, you move on to the next thing and you forget all the controls and the story. So Control. It's like, and this game's called Control. But I did appreciate, I really appreciated the aesthetic of the game. And I was pretty much digging it, except for the fact that it didn't work. And maybe it was an isolated incident over here, but it was on
maybe,
several occasions.
Maybe we need to go back to it.
Yeah, I mean, I bought it. I think I even bought the digital version. So it's just sitting there waiting. That's not a bad idea. We don't really have any games that we're playing right now.
Right. I just finished one up last night.
Well, all right. So that's a good number three pick. Wombat, you go, because I'm tired from doing the ad. I have to rest. I have to drink some water here.
My number three game is Star Wars Fallen Order. Which is what I'm currently playing.
It's called Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Star Wars Jedi
oh,
Fallen
Star
Order?
Oh, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. I didn't know what you're talking about.
I thought you were talking about the new movie.
Thank you for helping me clear that up. I didn't want there to be any confusion.
Right.
That game is really cool. It does a lot of good things. A lot of good movement, a lot of good running, a lot of good Star Warsing.
A lot of good easy moding.
A lot of good easy. It has. You know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
No. I'm just.
You haven't finished that, have you?
It's what I'm currently playing. Okay. So I'm right at the end on that one. I'll finish that probably. There's a good chance that game will be done before this episode's out. So let's say
I like those
yes,
odds.
I finished it. Yeah. The odds are I'll be finished with it by the time you finish editing this episode.
No, it'll be up.
That's how close I am to the end.
All right.
Yeah. So that game's really good. I like unlocking the force powers as they go. I even like the skill tree. I think they did a good job with that in that game. I like going back to the different planets and doing the things I wasn't able to do before. There are definitely some things that game could do better.
A reskin Tomb Raider.
You know what? No, that doesn't bother me because it's not really a reskin Tomb Raider. The going back to the different planets and that kind of aesthetic is
you
a little
like Tomb Raider.
It's a little different.
I don't know, man. I don't.
That's exactly what happens in Tomb Raider. Like the only way this is different than Tomb Raider is that
you have a lightsaber.
You're a guy.
Yeah, you don't have an iconic
you're
pickaxe.
Slicing up stormtroopers like there's nobody's business.
It's got the Dead Souls light stuff in there, but yes. Other than that, it's Tomb Raider.
Yeah, it does not feel like Star Wars to me. Other than the fact that
I like it, it almost made my list of non-complete games.
I just don't like Star Wars to me is not like a guy running on a narrow path and like shimmying up walls and wall running in like a what's clearly a video game.
Well, it's got a lot of there's also like a respawn thing too. Is the running on the wall?
I'm not really the mechanics of the game is not what bothers me. It's the environment.
So what bothers you?
It's the environment.
Why?
Like it's just such a video game environment. It's like these narrow pathways. It's not an open world in any way. It doesn't feel big at all. It feels like Tomb Raider.
I kind of like that it's not big.
It's fine. I'm not telling you that you made a wrong choice. I'm telling you why I sort of stopped playing it.
And I'm saying, telling you that you're wrong for not saying that I'm wrong. Wrong.
What if he had shorter shorts?
And no ponchos.
The ponchos, like, it'd be nice if you could, like, get stuff that did something.
Ponchos, like, keep you dry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But the game is very good. It's a very good game. It's well made. I enjoy it. I'm having fun. Okay. You can both eat me. What's
next? I agree. It's a fun game. It's just Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
There are not multiple planets in Tomb Raider.
There's multiple areas.
Multiple planets.
There's different stages.
Yeah, Earth. We're on Earth here.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider does not travel
through
space.
Exactly the same.
There's still snow level and lava level.
Right.
It's the same thing as planets.
Yeah. I mean,
I like Tomb Raider a lot. I like that game a lot. I'm not. Right. It's just weird that it's so much Tomb Raider.
Yeah. But it didn't spark my imagination.
Well, what's your number three then, Jerkface?
My number three, if I go by playtime, it should be my number one by a lot. But, my number three is Apex Legends.
I thought that might be your number one.
I've come to realize that the reason why it dominated my playtime is because of the loot box gameplay, the loot box based gameplay, that it was obviously had some sort of influence over what I was playing, just the randomness of it all. I'm not talking about opening loot boxes. I'm talking about the actual gameplay of, like, you know, dropping in and having no weapons, and then having to open up random chests to find weapons, and that's going to determine how well you do in the game, especially for somebody like me who's not very good. And it just consumed all my game playing time. And I think it really was, like, it's a good game. It's a very good game. They did a great job making a battle royale game. But I think there's just something about the randomness in the gameplay that makes you play it more than the game itself warrants.
No, I totally get that. You know what I played earlier today? Because I wanted to see the in-game Christmas gifts that they have.
Slot machines?
Fortnite.
Okay.
And I totally get it, because it's that same kind of feeling, like, oh, I'm going to open up this chest in the middle of the field
multiple times, and it just adds.
I came in third place, by the way. I want to say that.
How many kills?
Five.
What?
Yeah.
You playing on iPhone or something?
No, I was playing on the Xbox. I have a witness. He's my son.
Get him
on
here.
He was so impressed that even though I only came in third, which I thought was pretty good, he ran into, told his mother.
Wow,
like,
okay.
You won't believe how well he did.
Right. I don't, but.
I didn't believe it either.
He should have called Chief.
Right, exactly. Tell him to FaceTime.
Yeah, no, I killed a lot of people. It was kind of cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Weapons. You know what I had? I had a Kylo Ren lightsaber.
Nice. So I do appreciate what they've done with it.
Again, the loot you find on the ground. I found a freaking Kylo Ren lightsaber on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to take away from the work that they've done on Apex Legends. It's a well-crafted, free-to-play battle royale game that's, you know, AAA quality. But, you know, I think there's also a dark side to those games. And
from the makers of Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
And I stopped playing Apex Legends a few months ago and moved forward.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's fair.
I've overcome Wombat.
Good for you.
I took a deep look within. I took a deep look within and saw that these external forces were corrupting me. And I said,
so
no more.
Number three on your list.
What's that?
So number three on your list.
Yes, number three.
So what is what's number two? What's in the duty spot?
Wait, am I number two?
Well, yeah,
we're
you're
up to number
two
already?
Yes, we're up to number two already. Right. What's in your duty spot?
It's Call of Duty.
Call of Duty in the duty spot.
Yes.
That's funny.
Modern Warfare.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, really? I thought you were setting me up.
No, I wasn't. Okay. I'm glad.
So
I'm glad that worked out.
I'll tell you why I like Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Mm-hmm.
I did not finish the single player. Here's another unfinished. My plan was to play through the single player and then check out the multiplayer. What I did do was probably play through half the single player And I liked it. I liked what I was doing. And some of the missions more than others, especially like that close quarters one where you're in like an apartment in London, I believe. That was really cool. But I checked out the multiplayer and I was just so surprised how competitive I was at the multiplayer. Because I'm not good and I don't play that much to be competitive. So I was just sort of shocked. So I just kept playing the multiplayer because I wasn't, you know, I was finishing like sort of top three every time. And that just never happened to me in a Call of Duty game ever. So it turns out there's this skill-based matchmaking system that most games use for their online matchmaking and that Call of Duty had not used previously, but they have in this one. And it turns out that for mediocre players like myself, it makes the game 10 times more enjoyable. And that's replaced my Apex Legends slot for like, if I'm going to play for a half an hour, 40 minutes or something like that. Really, and also they didn't do any loot box nonsense. They're doing a straight battle pass thing, which I have not paid for, and I'm still having plenty of fun. It's all about, you know, the skills, basically. No nonsense. So yeah, Call of Duty Modern Warfare is in my number two duty spot. Who's next?
Is it me or is it Chip?
I don't know.
I think it's Chip's turn.
Is it my turn?
Okay, Chip, right, it's your turn.
I don't know.
My number two is Farm Together.
I knew it. I knew that was going to be on your list.
Of course it's going to be on my list.
Yeah, you played crap of that game.
So much of that game, and it was so enjoyable.
How many hours? Mm-hmm. Can we have an estimate?
Oh, we had to have played, I don't know, 80 hours maybe? Something like that. It was a lot. It was like every night for months and months.
Wow.
And it's complete nonsense. It's just you're going, you're farming with somebody else, and then you pick everything, you plant everything, you get new plants, and you just repeat over and over again. And there's something about that loop that it's so simple, and it's just like, well, in 2 more minutes. My beets will be ready. So I'm going to go do something for 2 minutes. I'm going to come back. I'm going to get these beets. And that's going to help me.
Right. That'll make my life better.
Right. We had two farms going at the same time. So we could like log out of one farm. If we had stuff going for like, oh, that's going to be a half hour over there. Let's plan everything there. We've got our event going on over here that might be like our leprechaun event, and then we go to our other farm and we play over there for a while, and then you log out of that, you go back to the other farm. Emmeline would come downstairs at 11 o'clock at night, she'd play some farming for a little while, go back up to bed.
Wow. You really did farm together in 2019.
We did. I was so happy that I looked it up and that came out this year. I was worried that came out like December 31st of 2019.
I feel like this should be your number one game.
Farm Together?
Yeah.
It very well could have been. I mean, that I would not mind going back to that game to see what else they've added to it at this point.
There is a season 2 bundle.
Oh, there's a, okay.
Oh.
See, yeah. I didn't even know there was a season 2.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah. Bigger beats.
It has the chickpea pack, the laurel pack, the mistletoe pack, just in time for the holidays.
Okay.
And the sugarcane pack. It looks like it came out in November.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I have any of those packs.
There's also a season 1 pack.
I probably have most of that.
That one has...
That has like the Japanese plants and...
The wasabi pack, uh-huh. The jalapeno pack,
uh-huh.
The ginger pack,
uh-huh.
And the supporters.
Yep. I'm good on season 1.
There's a bunch sure? of other ones. There's
I'm
a
I have all
there's
that.
A celery oh. pack,
ooh.
An oxygen pack.
What?
Hey, it's your boy Cheapy. Had some audio problems here, so we've lost about a minute of the show. So yeah, I've only spent 3 hours trying to fix it. This is the best I could do. So, without further ado, here's the rest of the show with a minute missing.
All right, what are we gonna do tonight? Like we've farmed together
beats,
for long
right?
enough.
We're gonna do the beats, right? Again, right. Do these beats. Tend to the beats again, honey. Of course.
Oh man, I had everything so perfectly manicured in certain areas. You had your little flower garden over here, and it's good stuff.
Fantastic. All right. Farm Together, Shipwreck's number two favorite of 2019.
Yeah. Very nice. I like that. That was a good one.
Yes.
Ready for my number two?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Okay, it's a game that I enjoyed so much and talked about so much, I actually got you to play it.
Me?
And you enjoyed it.
I did?
A lot, too. Oh. Yes.
What is it?
Why, it's an indie card battle game called Slay the Spire.
Oh, that is a really good game. That should probably be on my list.
It should be on your list because that game's awesome.
God damn it. I played that a lot. You know what? Xbox didn't put out a thing this year where it tells you how many hours you played in every game.
Yeah, I know. Because you, like, I got so annoyed when you got a bet when you beat my high score because I had a higher score than you for like weeks.
Did I beat your high score? I didn't even know.
You beat
that.
My high score. Oh, yeah. Fuck you beat my high score. And then I was like,
God damn it.
Suck.
I want to change mine. I want to kick Apex Legends off.
And put in Slay the Spire?
Because they broke my brain. Yeah, it's not fair.
Slay the Spire is like the anti-Apex. Well, you play it alone.
But it's random.
It has no microtransactions. It has no loot boxes. It has no buying stuff. It's just, here's your game. You play the game. You love the game.
There's some randomness to it.
There is definitely some randomness to it. It's a card battler. You know, you play your cards in a turn-based RPG style to get to the top of the tower. And it's really cool, and it's a lot of fun, and it's fast-paced, and it's easy to learn. There's a lot of strategy involved in it. Like, you could go deep if you really want to.
Yes.
There's three different decks to learn. I mean, there's a lot going on.
It's on Game Pass?
It's on Game Pass. It's a game that just, it seems very simple when on the outset when you look at it, but there's a lot of depth in there.
Mm-hmm. And planning and, like, strategy
and thought, and yeah. It's like you got to think four moves ahead in your own game, and you also have to think four moves ahead on the map, and there's a lot going on there, and I like that. I like that it's a smart game, and it's still a fun and accessible game.
Yes.
And that's really hard to pull off, to be, you know, accessible and difficult at the same time.
Yeah, you're totally right, and because Ty walked in when I was playing it, instantly could pick up on what was happening.
Yeah. It's my, like, kids too. Yeah, they're like, use that card. Use the big card. I'm not using the big card yet.
Just like Othello, Wombat, it's easy to learn but difficult to master.
Exactly. So Slay the Spire, also on Game Pass, also excellent. Play Slay the Spire if you haven't already.
Seriously, no joke, I'm not kidding. Slay the Spire. I'm sharing my number three spot with Apex Legends and Slay the Spire because Apex Legends cheated by having all that randomness. So I feel like it's only fair to have another game there.
I think that's... I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Because, you know, I'm the rule maker.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I wrote it down on my list, so now it's...
So that
totally
was number
official.
Two.
Yes.
I think... Okay, so let's just go straight to Shipwreck, because we already know what his number one is.
Yes.
Number one!
I finished it last night. Borderlands 3.
Shocked.
Borderlands 2. How was the hands
and that. Action? We played a ton of that this year as well.
Oh, my goodness.
We played so much Borderlands.
Borderlands 3.
Yes, they did it. Borderlands 3. It came out.
Wombat, does this not sound like my fake Shipwreck review of Borderlands 3 that I did about
an hour ago? Close.
Yep.
I literally said they did it. Borderlands 3, they did it.
At the end of the game, how many guns did you have?
I had all the guns.
What was your favorite weapon in Borderlands 3?
There's a lot of good ones. I had a shotgun that could snipe people from very far away and freeze them at the same time.
How do you snipe people with a shotgun?
It's Borderlands 3.
Okay, I'm like, everything you said makes no sense in context.
Yep, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. They throw everything together and all the guns, and you become way overpowered, and you enjoy it. Yes, it's... I'm waiting. I can't wait. I'm going to start playing the DLC, the $50 season pass for this thing. Yep.
Enjoy that.
They got us. They know they have all the Borderlands people with that. Like, they could either put one out for $30 and have slightly more people buy it,
Exactly.
Or they could have everybody who plays Borderlands pay $50. Like, the truly plays Borderlands.
Right. The system works. But,
yeah. Yeah. I liked it. I think the story beats were pretty on par with Borderlands 2.
Remember when we got coffee for somebody?
Uh-huh. Oh, boy, do I.
Yep. I remember that. That was the last time I played.
It's memorable, right? What other game did you get coffee for somebody?
Yep.
Right.
Borderlands.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I played once with Mr. and Mrs. Shipwreck. And
oh, yeah. Okay.
We did a mission where we were opening up a coffee, reopening a coffee.
It was an extremely boring mission and bland. Like a black, it was like the mission itself was like black coffee.
Yeah, it was a side mission.
Yeah. Should I go?
That
next?
Has multiple planets on it, Wombat. That you like that.
Excellent. Who should go next, Wombat? Should I go or should you go?
Let's make Shipwreck decide. Who goes next?
Borderlands 3.
And you know what my guess is? My
I'm trying to think. I'm like sort of because I thought yours was gonna be Call of Duty.
Right.
So I'm a little, I'm trying to think what it could be. Do you know what my number one is?
I have no idea. Because when you talk about games, I just, you know.
Yeah, I know what Wombat's number one is.
Oh, you do?
Hmm. Yeah.
Then what's my number one?
It's the OW.
It is the Outer Worlds.
Overwatch?
You know, the Outer Worlds.
Oh, yeah, I remember that game.
Yeah, by also on Game Pass. Also, was that Obsidian? It's the game I needed at the time. Does that make sense?
Sure. You needed Fallout.
Exactly.
Like, you always need Fallout.
Yeah. I needed a good
When Fallout. Do you not need Fallout?
I don't know.
Right.
Like, don't you? I needed a good Fallout. And there it was. Yeah. Like, here, play this then.
Yeah.
I could really use a game that's like Fallout right now. Well, we just happen to have one here, and technically you prepaid for it, so you might as well just play it. And I was like, well, that sounds like a good idea. And then I played it. I'm like, you know what? This is really good. And then I finished the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
In like 3 days.
And I got the good ending, too. Like, I didn't even get the... There's a way to beat that game in 12 minutes. Someone sent me the YouTube clip.
Oh, gosh. And you did the opposite of that.
Yeah, I did the opposite. I did the whole thing to get the good ending, and I did all the side quests with the crew members and made them all happy and whatever it is you're supposed to do with them. And I got some funky outfits, and I mean, that game's not perfect. It could definitely use it has a no frills vibe to it in some aspects, but it is also a really good looking game. Like, outer space itself, the environments.
Yep, colorful, very colorful.
It's got, yeah, which is something you don't see enough,
nope,
to be honest, or colors.
Yep.
It definitely could have used a little more variety in the weapons aspect of the game.
Yes.
Maybe even some other, like, skills other than, like, slowing down time. Maybe something else in there. But, you know, whatever. My complaints were all nitpicky. It was my favorite game this year. But it was a thoroughly enjoyable game. I played through the whole thing. I highly recommend it. Obviously, if you have Game Pass, you're already paying for it, so I don't know why you haven't played it yet.
Okay. Ship, do you know what my number one pick is?
I don't know. I was trying to think while Wombat was talking.
And yeah, is it Apex? At first, I thought it was going to be Apex, and I'm like, eh, but it isn't.
It's
really
a game
that
I talked. I definitely talked about it on the CADcast. I finished it, and Mrs. Cheapy watched me play through the whole thing, and she really liked it. It's a single-player game. Nothing? All right. I'm going to tell you then.
Death Stranding.
No. It's a Plague Tale Innocence.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that
one? It's funny. If I got further in that game, it would have made my list, but I didn't feel like I got far enough.
It's I would call it a stealth adventure game, but it's definitely story and character-driven. That's the key part.
We have to find Mummy and Daddy.
Yes, it's very... It really does a great job. It's so hard for video games to pull off a story like this, I feel. And I don't know how they did it. But they did. Like,
where's,
the vo-
where's always pull me in dirty.
The acting was great. The visuals were great. It had a very interesting rat mechanic, gameplay mechanic that I've never seen before in a game where you have waves of rats that are involved in the game. And it was very unique. I really hadn't played anything like it before. And I was just, it sort of, for me, it just came out of nowhere. And, you know, it was another game that I knew I was going to finish right away when I played it because I wanted to know what happened. And the story was great. We got, you know, it made, how often do you get through a video game and the story like makes sense or you care? It doesn't happen too often for me. So it really, A Plague Tale: Innocence really stood out for me in 2019.
And I like how we all have some nice diverse lists.
Yeah.
Something for everyone out there, even three people like, even for three, if for three white guys.
Yes. And I'll give a special mention to Death Stranding just for being so fucking weird. Like, either Kojima doesn't give a shit, or...
Is this your special...
this is my special mention. Just like... Just, I don't know, naming the way that he names the characters and everything, it's just like a, it's like a joke almost. He's almost daring you to like the game.
I think it is supposed to, there's supposed to be a tongue-in-cheekness on,
is it?
He's aware at how weird what he's doing is.
I don't know that he is.
And I think he wants you to be as happy about the weirdness as he is.
I think he's daring you to like it. He's like, I'm going to name this guy Sam Porter Bridges. He's a porter, and he works for a company called Bridges. And let's just call him Sam Porter Bridges. Fuck it. And his mom was like, I forgot. She had everyone has a ridiculous fucking name in it. There was a guy who worked at a wind farm, and his name was John Wind. I mean, okay. So that's my special mention. Do you guys have special mentions?
Yes.
This is the time for them.
Does Shipwreck have one?
I mean, mine was going to be from last year. Is that what that would
be? Yeah, this is what we're up to. Yes. Games that can't make your top five because you're disqualified for one reason or another.
Right. But hurry up because I'm tired.
Okay. Excuse me. Borderlands 2.
more lands to border, huh?
Right. They did a good job of putting that out again.
Excellent.
Horrible.
You're terrible.
I'm deleting your whole audio track from the show.
We played I played through that DLC for the first time.
Well,
whose
fault is that?
The Dungeons and Dragons version, which it was.
Oh yeah. What's your face? Yeah.
Tiny Tina.
Yeah.
That's a really good DLC.
Great. Hmm? Well, I'm about to, what's your special mention?
My special mention is my most played game of the year, which I believe technically came out 2 years ago. Despite releasing a whole bunch of content this year and sort of revamping their whole casual mode to get new players involved. And that, of course, is Rainbow Six Siege.
Wow.
I played, I believe, when I looked it up in the app, it was like 150 hours.
Holy
this year.
Fuck sticks.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fuck sticks.
That game for me, there's just something about it that's very zen. Even when I play well, I feel like I've accomplished something. When I play poorly, I actually kind of... I'm like, all right, I'll just play another round then. Right. You know, I don't dwell on it.
Yeah.
The community could be better. Obviously, with any type of game like this, it's really all about who you're playing with. And yes, I've played my games with my fair share of jerk-offs who, you know, you boot you out because they don't like the way that, you know, you went on the left side of the building and they wanted everyone to go on the right side.
Right.
But
Wombat marches to the beat of his own drummer. You can't tell him where to go.
Exactly. But that game is really good. I mean, I'm not saying anything that's like so controversial.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That game is excellent. It's really well made. I like the different operators. I like how they all feel unique. I like how they ended season 4, which was only about, 2 weeks ago? Those last two characters, they finished the season strong. They have some really fun, you know, I get sucked into those, you know, they do like the weekly missions, you know, the weekly challenges, and I get sucked right into those. Like, oh, if I do this 10 times, I get a free skin.
They got you, Wombat.
They got me. And, you know, like I said, it relaxes me. It's a very relaxing game for me. I like that there's a community behind it also of people online that'll be like, who will send me tips, and I'll be able to say, you know what I like about this character is this and that kind of a thing. Huh?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Your hat. So, you like his hat.
I like his hat. I like Sledge because he's got a cool face mask. Yeah.
All right. You're allowed to like it. Give that a special mention.
Rainbow exactly. Six. That's a good special mention. So we're going to give Rainbow Six special mention. And don't forget, if you own the game, log in and get your free thing, because a free character is pretty is a pretty nice giveaway.
I went to do that because you tweeted about it, and I had to update the game because I haven't played in a while. I'm on PC over here.
I know.
For the most part.
You should get. I still think you should get it on the Xbox.
I know
and
you do.
Play together.
I know you feel that.
It's only $10 right now.
I'm aware
it's
of your feelings.
$10.
That's yeah. I got you,
I know,
man.
I know you don't like me enough.
I like you, but we're not going to play that together.
I know it's fine. We'll Shipwreck should together. Log in just to get his free character, because why not?
He's not going to do that.
I know it's silly. Just get your free character. I know it's like $5 free content. But you know,
you could retire on that, Wombat. If everybody got their free character, you could retire.
Well, not me. I'm trying to help the people.
You're doing a good job.
That's the whole point of the show, is to help save people money. I'm trying to save everybody who listens $5.
You the man.
I know. That's like a sandwich.
All right. Let's wrap up the show, because we've gone through our favorite five games of 2019, so there's nothing else to say.
Mm-mm.
Although I will give a shout-out to the CatCast listener who passed out listening to my kidney stone story last week. That's pretty solid. And I think I pissed it out, by the way. I'm pain-free, and I'm going to get one of those CAT scans tomorrow.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so hopefully it's gone. Let's remind everybody that they can get 20% off their first order by visiting macweldon.com and entering promo code CADCAST. And follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, although it's not that great, really. You're not really missing out on anything. What else? But you should be following at Video Game Deals. That's very important. And I want to thank everybody for listening to us this year. The year's over. And for patronizing our sponsors, we appreciate that. What else do we appreciate?
Everybody.
Yeah, I did. I definitely appreciated having fans when I was sick and people were giving me well wishes. That really, it actually really helps. So I was definitely grateful to have a dopey podcast when that all went down. But that's it, everybody. We'll see you next year.
Bread stud.
That sucks. I did my best.
What did you say?
I said I did my best.
You're nothing. You lost. You're a loser.
No, you're the loser, man.
Oh, I'm the loser, huh?
Yeah.
Now who's a loser?
You know, you're really sick, man.
Hey. Hey, come on.
Hey.
Don't. How does second place feel now, huh?
Come on, he can't breathe.
Mind your business.
You're gonna kill him.
Sensei, please. You're hurting him. He's sorry, okay? Really is.
Oi. Let him go.
Yeah, this Leon is right. Let him go.
I say, let him go.
Beat it, Slope, or you're next.
Yeah. Trained to be merciful here. A man face you, he is enemy. Enemy deserve no mercy. Daniel-san, ladies no wait forever.
You could have killed him, couldn't you?
I...
Well, why didn't you then?
Because, Daniel-san, for person with no forgiveness in heart, living even worse punishment than death.